At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, that kid went in as a freshman and was all Big Ten, freshman of the year, and destroyed Illinois, destroyed Northwestern, destroyed almost every team you put in front of him at 17, 18 years old. Now, just imagine what he's going to be when you give him a couple years of NBA experience. He's 6'10". He can shoot the basketball. He can handle it. And, you know, this is a lofty comparison, but I liken him to a young Moses Malone.
That was Kendall Gill with us a couple months ago as we were talking about Derek Queen. Derek Queen is the player that I like the most, Spiegs, for the Bulls at number 12. He is a big that can shoot. He's got that mid-range game that people tend to like. He's a good defender, a good help defender,
can great
guard
passer.
1 through 5. And he's just getting better.
He's a great passer, too. I didn't mean to step on it. You're right. He can guard 1 through 5, but everybody says he's probably the best passing big man in this draft. Doesn't have a great long-range shot.
He's working on it, though.
He's working. Well, the good news is the Bulls have a great shooting coach in Peter Patton.
Hold on a second. They do not
what?
Anymore.
What?
He's no longer with us.
What happened?
I mean, he's with us, but he's not with the Bulls anymore.
He has passed.
Which is ridiculous.
Onto another organization.
All right, can you handle this?
Yeah, I got it,
all
man.
Right, I'm going to go be on BBM and talk about the White Sox.
Okay, this is like Hawk going to check on Todd Frazier.
I'm going to check on him.
All right. Okay. I've got it. It's all good.
I'm
going to
check on him.
You let me know. You take over. So, Layla, you coming in? Lawrence is going to be on WBBM. All right, you're just getting a jacket or something. Okay, see you later.
You want me to come on?
No, I'm good. I got it. Thank you, though.
What's on WBBM?
Lawrence is on there. Thank you.
Bye.
So, Derek Queen was at the NBA's draft combine, which took place here in Chicago. And let's listen to Derek Queen and think about him, because that was Lawrence's guy. And that's before he had a legendary buzzer beater game winner in the tournament and was impressive. He has not been impressive, apparently, in his pre-draft workouts, which is a little concerning. But I've always thought of that as one of the good red flags. Like, oh, athletically, we don't think he's as great as we thought. Okay, that's fine. But can he ball? Because it seems like this dude can ball. Let's listen to Derek Queen from the combine.
I definitely need to work on my shooting. But I think my game translates. Just me just scoring, rebounding, passing. Just me being a dominant player, a good player in the league.
When you say the interviews went well, did you interview with a bunch of teams here?
Yeah, I have.
How many teams? Ish.
5 or 6.
Were the Bulls one of them?
No.
Do you have any workouts scheduled?
No, not yet.
Where do you think you're going to go? Are you getting feedback from your agent? Like, where are you thinking you might go?
I don't know. Like, the draft been crazy. So, I don't know. I mean, the draft lottery has been crazy, so I don't know.
Who do you model your game after?
A little bit of Jokic, like I watch a lot of different people, like Jokic. I watch AD. I try to like not focus on like mainly one player, but like trying to take pieces from a lot of people's game.
Derek, how much do you think that those practices in Montverde helped you going against Cooper and Newell and McNeely and all those other guys? You got four lottery picks maybe just on your high school team.
It's been great. It's been fun. Like you said, they all might be lottery. So me just playing against them, showing them how good that they were and just how better they playing and stuff. Just getting ready at it for like an early age that everybody doesn't get.
Do you see yourself in the next level as a four or five?
I don't know. It depends on the situation, the game. But I feel like I can play either or, four or five.
How would you describe your basketball journey to this point?
Definitely ups and downs, but yeah, I mean, it just keeps getting better every year. So just me just putting in work, it's going to keep getting better.
What have some of these teams tried to learn about you through the interviews here?
Ask me how I grew up, what I like to do, just basically outside questions of outside of basketball.
You said you met with five teams.
I met with Orlando, Jazz, Nuggets, Atlanta, and Toronto.
What do you know about Toronto? That's it.
I've never been to Toronto. I heard it's nice, but I heard they got the worst taxes.
Awesome. Most underrated part of your game.
Underrated part of my game. Everybody know I can rebound. Everybody, I feel like enough people know I can pass, score. Probably me getting steals. I ain't gonna lie, I'm low key a pretty good shot blocker. Like, I'm not gonna get it at the top, but when the ball's still in your hand and you try to release it, I feel like I'm gonna get a great contest out of it.
That is Derek Queen of Maryland at the NBA's draft combine, talking about where he might go, how it might all work out. If Derek Queen is there at 10, I want the Bulls to run to the podium or send the card running, like turn it into a little paper airplane and send it right over there to the commissioner and let him call the name Derek Queen. I understand why Kendall Gill said Moses Malone, because Kendall Gill watched Moses Malone. You know, some of our listeners might not be old enough to remember Moses, but I remember watching Moses when he was a Sixer, when the Sixers had been trying to win with Dr. J and Mo Cheeks and Bobby Jones and that team, and they couldn't. And then they got Moses and they went fo-fo-fo. They went 4-4-4 through the playoffs and the final.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Because when Moses got the ball in the post, he was relentless with a really good handle and great body lean and would just drive and spin and finish. You watch Derek Queen really from the in-between game into the basket and all the way. With that handle and the fluidity of his body movement, that dude is the truth as an offensive player. I mean, how do you not bet on the upside of this guy's offensive game? He moves like a guard. He handles like a guard. He's powerful like a big and finishes with either hand around the rim, using glass, fading away, attacking. Lawrence Holmes, there is such a complete offensive game profile for a big here that even if he doesn't develop floor-stretching shooting, you're still looking at a guy with an incredible offensive game who, by the way, is a great passer as well.
Yes, I really like his offensive profile overall, and I think that there is room for growth. It's kind of weird because he's the player that did accomplish something last year, clearly proved that he could play, and still has potential to be better. And kind of where we're at right now when we're talking about the Bulls and what they decide to do is, do you draft on actual production or perceived production and growth? And I understand, like, the fan that sits there and goes, I'm tired of projects. I'm tired of projections. I'm tired of that guy looks like an NBA player.
Sure.
When there isn't the same level of production from, you didn't see that person in the big moments.
Well, Patrick Williams was the sixth man on a really good Florida State team, but trust us, there's a lot of basketball player there.
Where Derek Queen was the focal point of a very good team.
He was the dude on a Sweet 16 team.
Yeah. So that to me says a lot. Now, I could be convinced to go with Liam McNeely, who is a project in some respects.
I know, but can we stay on Queen? Because you got me fascinated with Queen. Because I've seen him ranked top 3, 4, or 5 on some boards. And yet I've seen him projected to go 18 or 19 in this draft. There's a wide range because of what we perceive as workout issues. And we got to get to the bottom of that. But this is a player. This is a player, man. It's like there's just so much there. Are you concerned about our old friend Red Flags when what it is measurables and or unspoken workout tendency rumors that we can't get to the bottom of?
It's funny because one of the comps that has been made about him is a player that also would fit into that category. Z-Bo, Zach Randolph.
That's what I see, is like somebody like Zach Randolph or Julius Randle had some body issues, but once they got their body in a good place, there's all sorts of game there.
And it's still, we are talking about a 19-year-old. I think it'll be 20 when the season starts, but we are still talking about someone that can theoretically still be growing into their body.
Right. Charles Barkley always says that Moses Malone was a guy who told him in a hotel room on some road trip, hey man, start taking care of your body. You want to do this? You can really do this. And changed his life and changed his career.
Yeah, I think that they put some money on it too, like him losing 10 pounds by a certain point and then him losing. I think Charles found his equilibrium, I want to say at 245, I think is where he was like, okay, I've lost enough weight. Now I feel like I'm myself athletically.
So I'd kind of rather root for that light bulb to go on than the light bulb of assertiveness to go on. Like, he's got the assertiveness.
He definitely has the assertiveness. He's a kid that wants the ball, that isn't afraid of the moment. And we saw that play. We saw that play out in the tournament of him being like, I will take the last shot. I am not afraid of it. And I'm a fan of what might be available for them at 12. And there might be someone who jumps up. Like, he's kind of gone from maybe that guy's a top 5 pick to you might be able to get him at the end of the lottery.
I know. So that to me is a jump at it. Is a jump at it at 10. But we'll talk a little bit more about it with Gary Parrish later on. So McNeely, the Connecticut kid.
And I know that this kind of goes against what I was saying before, because I think McNeely is a lot more projection than production. But you talk to people around ball, they say that this guy has got the shooting stroke to become a 3-and-D guy in the NBA, and he's got the length. So if you don't like Clayton because he's 6'2", even though his shooting numbers are better than McNeely's, McNeely is 6'8.5", offers you some length, can shoot it, probably didn't play as well as he could play for UConn, but that's the type of guy that I do think is going to be better served in an NBA offense than what they were running at UConn, and maybe him becoming a little bit more of an offensive presence in the NBA. But those are the two guys that I like. That those are two guys who I think will probably be there for the Bulls, and I can go, okay, I'm also down with your guy. I'm down with Walter Clayton Jr., and I know the Bulls have a ton of guards. I know they do. But I want killers. Like, I want players that are not afraid of big moments. And I know for a fact, McNeely is still, I don't know, but I know for a fact the two guys that we've mentioned are not afraid of big moments.
I totally agree. And the Bulls will not make any pick at 10 unless they trade up. They pick 12. I keep saying 10, but I keep meaning 12. But that's all right. How'd your hit go?
It went fast. They get in and get out over there at BBM.
Very, very clean, efficient news radio.
Yeah, and there's
did you get into traffic on the 8s?
We did. We got to traffic.
Good job.
Traffic on the 8.
Did you get to toss it to Neil?
No. I was a guest. They threw me in. They were like, hey, you're going to play some sound. I was like, no, I'm not, because I don't know how to do that over here. So they were like, oh, it's my, so.
Man,
so they played it for me, intro'd me.
You didn't take it over?
No, they asked me a couple questions and I left.
Bing, bang, boom.
I thought Layla was going to come in here and hold it down while I was gone.
I thought you sent her in, but she was just coming in to get like a sweater.
Yeah, occasionally she leaves a jacket or something. She wouldn't got her sweater.
And then she offered. It was very nice. But no, man.
Yeah, you don't want to just drop her into Derek Queen's conversation.
She heard you referencing Hawk and she thought you were actually going to check on somebody.
Oh, yeah.
She was very concerned.
How's Todd Frazier? Is he all right?
He's good. He's good.
Lawrence did. He texted him just as he was on the way.
No, I saw him in the hallway. He was with the Docs.
He's there?
He's with the Docs. We talked Little League Baseball. It was a whole thing.
Oh, that's cool.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.